Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Matthew 20, the verses 1 to 16. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 20, the verses 1 to 16. It is the parable of the workers in the vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing there all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. My theme for reflection is the unexplainable grace of God. The unexplainable grace of God. In the parable of the workers in the vineyard, we find a story that gently displays the lavishness of God's grace, the profound nature of divine justice, and the radical inversion of societal and spiritual norms. This parable shared by Jesus paints a picture of a vineyard owner who hires workers at various times throughout the day, but chooses to pay them all the same wage. A day's pay for some, for a mere hour of work for others. This act at first glance defies our common sense of fairness and merit, but opens a window into the heart of God's kingdom. The vineyard owner's generosity mirrors God's grace towards us. It is a reminder that the blessings we receive from God are not always about what we have earned or how long we have toiled. Instead, God's grace is freely given, abundant, and not confined to our human metrics of fairness. This can prompt us to ponder our own experiences of grace. Have we felt undeserving of kindness that was freely given? How do we react when we see others receive generosity we don't think they deserve? The disgruntlement of the workers hired early in the day highlights our natural inclination to measure everything by our own standards of fairness. We often find ourselves in the shoes of these workers, grumbling when outcomes don't match our expectations of what is fair. Yet the landowner's response invites us to see beyond our limited perspectives to a form of justice that is inclusive generous and rooted in the well-being of the community. It is an invitation to ask ourselves how we measure fairness in our lives and how that measurement stands up to the expansive justice of God. The parable concludes with a powerful statement: the last will be first, and the first last. This principle turns our worldly understanding of status and importance upside down. In God's kingdom, the usual rankings are overthrown in favor of a system that values service, humility, and generosity. This theme nudges us to consider where we stand in our own hierarchies and how we might live differently if we truly embraced this heavenly principle. There are two questions for reflection. One, how do I react when I witness or receive grace that seems undeserved by conventional standards? Number two, in what ways can I embody the principles of divine justice and generosity in my daily interactions? Heavenly Father, we are profoundly grateful for the boundless grace and generosity you shower upon us, often beyond our comprehension or what we might deem fair. Help us to see with your eyes where justice and generosity are not confined by our narrow measures, but are expansive, inclusive, and rooted in love. Teach us to embody humility, to serve with generosity, and to embrace the beautiful reversal of values your kingdom represents. May we live in a way that reflects your love and grace to all people. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.